Peace, 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 everybody. This is Mama Serene Blue 7. And it's been an interesting time, I tell you. I tell you. Nonetheless, let's jump right into this podcast episode. Today, tonight, wherever time of day it is for you, I hope everything gets well, because I am really about to get into it. You know, I always think it's interesting that everyone is so intrigued by the spiritual woman, or the woman who portrays herself to the public as a goddess, or as a queen, or as an empress, or a witch, or a bitch. To me, all these are the same. It just depends on the person who you are talking to at the time and how they see it. But nonetheless, I just feel like witch, bitch, goddess, empress, queen. These are all women who have a value and is going to speak their mind when they are going to speak their mind. They're going to speak their truth. They're going to speak their mind. They don't play no games. It has been made to my attention that for whatever reason, this is like a hobby for me. Me podcasting is coming off as a hobby. And for those who do not know, like, this has been years in the making for me. No one knows what goes on behind the scenes. It's just me who's running my brand and everything that I stand for that comes with it. So every time someone questions my brand, my purpose, you know, certain things that I talk about, and it's like, boo-boo, you have the power not to scroll on any of my social medias. You have the power to turn my stuff off and go listen to somebody else whenever you need to. Yet, you stay and you come back for the content just to hear what I'm talking about. Okay, so let's get into... Oh, you want the fun girl, aka you want the fun spiritual girl until it's time to elevate, when she mirrors back to you what you're giving to her. The fun girl, you know, everybody wants this, the fun side of the spiritual chick, because, ooh, that's what's trending, right? Look, do I know about crystals? Of course I do. Do I know about herbs? Of course I do. Do I know about, you know, other forms of divination? Tarot cards, oracle cards, you all of that. Of course I do. But with things like that, why I don't get on platforms discussing that is because I believe in free will. So you may hear me talk about those things. Oops. Okay, I apologize. Not YouTube trying to play me. So let me go ahead and get that out the way. I do not own the copyrights to this music. This music is not mine. Okay. Now, moving back into what I was saying. I know about those things. Herbs and crystals and other forms of, you know, divination, like oracle cards and tarot cards. But again, I believe in free will, right? And I believe that every person's spirituality is designed for them the way that they see fit. And all those modalities or different tools is not always going to work for every person. It's not. So I feel like it's free will, because sometimes those things will work for you and sometimes they won't. It's even happened to me on my own journey. And I think sometimes people get so dependent on those things and they just feel like that's a cure-all to everything. And I feel like in order to heal something, you have to, it takes work on both sides. It takes the mental, spiritual side, and it takes the physical act of it. You have to have the same intentions, both spiritually, mentally, as you do physically, in order for something to completely manifest in the way you see fit. But you do what works for you. Whatever applies, applies, and whatever don't, let it fly. So it's kind of like me saying that it's going to get into like the first point I want to make about everybody wants the spiritual fun girl until it's time to elevate, until some accountability has to be had. Now, like I said, it was brought to my attention that all I do is talk about relationships, okay? And in my world and in my mind, excuse me, all relationships are spiritual. I'm that type of girl. All relationships to me are spiritual. Every connection, every bond, all of like, rather romantically, platonically, whatever, they are all spiritual to me. All relationships have the potential to be spiritual. Let me say that again. All relationships have the potential to be spiritual. All depending on how you look at it. Okay. YouTube. Again, I do not own the copyrights of this music. And if this background music really starts to distract me, I'm going to assume that Spirit just wants me to give this message exactly how I need to give it. Because I really do be trying, y'all. So excuse my little Gemini interruption moment. But I be trying. But anyways, if all relationships have the potential to be spiritual, or to spiritual people like me, they are, no matter how deep, no matter how surface level, it's all teaching either me about my ego or about my emotions or where I'm at in my mental state. So when I'm on here discussing these relationship patterns or routines or cycles or karma, or rather it's twin flame, karmic partner, soul ties, soul mate, I'm saying the same thing. And no, I'm not always going to come out with the fancy terminology. You guys have the free will to look these things up on how it resonates to you. All I can do is put my truth out there and what I've learned and what works for me, and it, knowing that it will resonate with someone, whoever is listening, in the way that it should. And it's either going, you know what I mean? It's either going to make this person want to look deeper into themselves, like when I was first hearing this information, or it's going to make them run. So, again, when I'm on here discussing, as of lately, my relationship patterns, how I'm showing up. This is a spiritual dance. This is a spiritual act for me. If all relationships have the potential to be spiritual, the depth or the intimacy of a relationship is directed directly related to the human being's individual personal knowledge of self or soul searching. So when I get on here and I'm discussing these relationships and how I'm showing up, when I say this is my service to the world, is the relationships and the stories that I've gathered from other people and experiences and how that has affected me and how that may be affecting the person who's listening. And it's either going to sound like I'm on my high horse, or, you know what I mean? Like, this is spiritual. To me, I provide a service of spirituality as far as relationships on a practical level. I'm here to give my own insight, and you can either be here for a longer ride or you not. But this is why I get on here and talk the way that I do, and because everything is spiritual, no matter how big or small. It is depending on you, the person, how your mind is receiving that, and how you are dissecting that, and how you are applying it. Now, that part is not up to me. So, yes, you have a relationship with everything that is outside of you. So why would I not treat these things as such, as tools, if things do not work out in my favor? If I'm always in a state of elevation to be better, why would I not be on my own podcast discussing relationships? Why would I not get on here and authentically be my motherfucking self? How many other different modalities or tools do I have to break down and say to, you know, to prove? I don't have to do that. But I do expose some of my tools, my modalities, how I receive things, how I break things down. It's because it's gotten me to this point. And if it has led me to ways of expanding my brand, opportunities, then this is what I'm here to do. I'm just authentically showing up as myself, rather. And in all honesty, I had to really push myself to even come on here now. Spiritual relationships, the spiritual aspect to relationships, are connections to yourself or to your soul towards others, rather that be a higher power or even in nature. It mind boggles me when I have people reach out and they're like, all you do is talk about this. And it's always men. It's so interesting to me when I hear this type of logic. That relationships are like, relationships and spirituality don't go hand in hand. How the fuck do y'all think we got here? You live in a world where you have to interact with people all day, every day. Now, you may not interact with as much as the next person, but you got some type of interaction, unless you have isolated yourself that deeply. You have deeply cut yourself off to where no one is available to get to you at all. Rather it be romantically, you know, love, platonic exactly. Work environment, schools, banks, grocery stores, strangers, clubs, pubs, bars. Where are you not interacting in initiating connections, bonds, relationships with strangers? If not people you already know, colleagues, associates. All this is a spiritual act. All these types of relationships and bonds and connections is an act. Now, if you happen to sit down with yourself spiritually and mentally, you'll see why certain relationship aspects keep repeating. It mind boggles me. People are not understanding this logic as into how I'm coming across when this is what I've always talked about. I have always expressed, you know, aspects of my trauma or pain through relationships with people. How it's affecting you. How not to let it affect you. When to cut somebody off. When not to. Especially if you are air sign like me, Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius. Especially air signs. Relationships with people is what, like, it's our thing. It's an air sign. So, in order to ground yourself, you gotta bring back getting out of the clouds sometime. Bring it back to reality and ground yourself in these relationships. I had to learn how to make people meet people where they at, but also understand that people have to come to a certain bar when talking to me. And it ain't about you accepting my vision, but if you was open enough to listen to it and you don't like what you're hearing, then you can get the fuck on. Like, I get so tired of I'm just on here doing my thing, and because the next person wants to project their insecurities about their own career, rather that be music career or whatever music career or whatever platform you may have, or you could be a poet, whatever type of artistry you have. We could be in totally two different lanes of an artist. And yet, you still got the audacity to judge me like you was with me shooting in the gym. Like you went back and studied. You went back to college with me. You would think that all the versatility that I've had over the years that has brought resilience throughout these relationships, I know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. So you can either like it or you don't. You don't have to listen to me. But do I want you to listen? Of course. Do I feel like you could learn something from me? You could be inspired from me? Of course, because with all the trauma that I've been through, that I am still healing. I ain't healed yet, healing. There's plenty of gems in there. Which brings me to my second point of, you want the fun spiritual girl. My Gemini side, my Cancer side, and I'm going to explain this as my astrological energy. Okay? I am a Gemini Sun, Cancer Moon. When you look those things up, you'll see how simple this really is. Excuse me. And I have noticed throughout my interactions of different types of connections, relationships with people, oftentimes, more than not, is the relationship with or the side of it is with men. And men seem to, it's either damn if I do or damn if I don't with men, right? They either love how smart I am, but they don't appreciate as much like my emotions, or if I'm cold and I don't have any emotions and I have detached from them. So they don't like that either. Right? I am told often enough that I am too intense. And it took a long time for me to come into that this whole I'm intense. And I really had to be on some, like, every time I've had this conversation with the person, it's always because it's a mirror being reflected back onto them. It's a projection that they're putting onto me, which actually means I'm making them feel things they haven't felt. I'm making them see things that they haven't seen. I'm making them think about things that they haven't thought of before. So back then, I would get so upset or sad if someone said I was being too much. Like, oh, you are just too much. This is too much. You are too intense. And it's just like, no, I really do have feelings. I really am in touch with my feelings. I really care about having emotional intelligence. I really was a person who was not emotionally available. And I had to teach myself that. And I had to learn to acknowledge that, ooh, when I feel this feeling in my stomach, this ain't supposed to be happening. If I don't feel safe, okay, I'm not going to talk here because now I'm really not speaking clearly. I'm doing too much. You know, anytime someone tells me they like the Gemini side of me more than my Cancer moon, as far as tropical astrology goes, anytime someone tells me that, and like I say, most of the time it's men, it's a red flag for me. It's a red flag for the fun spiritual girl. Because little do men know when I'm being soft, that is the Cancer moon. That's not the Gemini in me. Not the happy side to Gemini. And then if people really understood that, they'd be like, Gemini gets you every time. And it's like, if the Gemini side of me is what you're attracted to and not the Cancer side, which means that's more of my masculine ways that I am aware of, then maybe you like men. You like everything except for when I tap into them emotions. And it's being like misread as in some people think I'm depressed. And I ain't never had no issues with like discussing my most depressing times of my life on this podcast. If you've been following me for a while, like I have been doing this podcast in the transformation of who I am for some years now. I think sometimes people be forgetting, like, in order for me to get to this point, I used to have a blog, and I used to type it out. Website, and then every time that I learned a different modality, I brought it back to this in layers. So there are some people who have been following my journey from the blog to the different podcasts that I have to now being on different platforms. And having an ongoing social media page on Instagram. So being with that spiritual fun girl, how my success is defined, I look at myself as a successful person. You might not like it, but I am. But I just keep noticing, like, every time that I hear people want to hear me happy, they don't want to hear me down. If you, goddamn it, if you can't be around when Lilith is out, you're not going to get the Venus side of me out. You're not going to get it. You got to take the sun and the moon together. I am never going to downplay that I can come off as intense, but when you or people like myself are aware of our purpose and know that when we speak a lot of times with intention, even when it sounds silly, we are always speaking with intention, it's going to sound like that. It just, whenever, it really, this is the part of the podcast, like, that bothers me. Because when I say, like, when you tell a woman you don't like her emotional side, that can mentally fuck with her if she's not mentally stable. If she's not sure of herself, if she's not aware of her own worth. So back then, yes, someone telling me that I am too intense or I'm too emotional, that used to hurt my feelings and make me want to cry for a week. Mm-mm, not a moment. I just now receive that spiritually as a red flag that, oh, okay, our connection is about to end. And when I say that, it's almost like people want me to apologize or make my past look what it's not. I can't change my past. And just because you're trying to enter my life and you don't understand the transformation of me, and if I'm so smart now, why would you not so smart then? And it's because, duh, I grew up. Duh, like, what? What? Do you hear yourself talking? And nor am I going to apologize for my past either. The most spiritual times of my life is when I was next to nothing, when I lost every material gain and watched myself bring it back. What? The audacity. The same thing that attracts people to me is the same thing they end up not liking me for, because then I apply it to them. I trigger them. I mirror back to them. And as far as it, most of the time being men, like I always say, I will not follow no man in any aspect, rather relationship or not, if I don't trust you. So a woman will test you, or a person will test you to see if you can handle them. And if I sense, sure, I don't know if this person can really handle me. And what I mean by test is, like, emotionally. I will start sharing parts of my life with you that may be light to me. And share with you and just see how you can handle that. And oftentimes, when people try to connect with me on a more intimate level emotionally, and they cannot handle my truth, and they use it against me like I'm still depressed, and it's like, no, I'm able to calmly talk about these things now that I've went through these things. I'm here to say, like, what lessons I've learned, what have I gained from this experience. But people sometimes people need to hear the whole story. People need to hear how you got from point A to point B. And it isn't me oversharing or over explaining. It's me being authentic about my path. So I feel like sometimes when people say I'm too intense, or they have a preference for me to be more funny than be less mental or less emotional, that's where your maturity level is. And this is what I mean by a lot of conscious people who come into the spiritual realm. They can know about it, but as soon as you have a difference of opinion, now there's a conflict. And then you have to adjust it. Is it really a conflict or is it a boundary? So, again, everybody wants the fun girl, the Gemini girl with all the jokes and smart mouth and I'm ranting and popping off. But when it's time to get serious, baby, when we're talking about healing spiritually, we talking about metaphysically, we talking about why relationships keep repeating, these things are necessary. You got to go through the darkness in order to come to the light. And at this point, I'm not going to waste my time with nobody. Nobody. You coming to me for an act of service, you better know what you're coming for. So if I'm too intense, that means I'm not for you. Move along. So because of this, leads to my next point. Everyone does not deserve access. When you hear those red flags in your relationship boundaries, I said this was a big year for boundaries to me, fiercely, if you have not been listening. Everyone doesn't deserve access. And because I have been told by some people, I do come off as intense. I do come off to certain people as guarded. And that's because I'm not about to let you manipulate or fuck with my mind. I am more than open minded enough to listen to the next person's opinion and spiritually how I can add that to my life. But whatever don't apply to me, that don't resonate with my soul, that I don't feel like is in alignment with me, I'm going to let it go. But I'm definitely going to let you say what you got to say. Doesn't mean you can't say what you got to say. But once I give my opinion or my response, and it doesn't agree with what you say, then it's just us being adults having a disagreement. Now, how we both handle the disagreement will depend on, you know, if someone resorts back to being guarded. No one has time for mind games, okay? I'm a survivor of mind games. Like I said, if I'm being petty, and that's me being honest, because I'm not the most perfect person in the world. I never said I was. I've always been open and honest about my mistakes. Hell, that's enough for me to come on here and to share with y'all. I am a divorced woman with 5 kids. That there alone has so many topics within itself. Add spiritual to that. Add being a single mom to that. I'm a multifaceted being. So I share things when I get ready to share them. I share things when the lesson is done or almost over. So if me discussing anything makes you sad, makes you depressed, that's because you are. Understand something. And then off top of that, when I have a support circle, including a therapist, it's the audacity. This is why a lot of people show up guarded. Because when they do speak, they can't speak freely without being judged. Yet and still, we are the same people that feel like we're judging them. Most of the time, people who are in this spiritual alignment, we are so open. We come from some of the most fucked up shit. Our gyms are the stores. Our gyms are our life experiences. School, life is a school. This is the most spiritual as it's gonna get. And you can either keep playing around with these life cycles and patterns, which is, I get, some lessons are harder to learn. I ain't gonna lie, I'm stubborn too. But like, this is why some people like myself are showing up guarded. Everybody does not deserve access. So always know, there's always more to a story with me. But I'm going to share the bits and pieces that I feel like that may resonate and help or be useful to the next person. Maybe someone who has a sister like me. Maybe someone who has an auntie like me. Maybe someone who might have a mama like me, or at one point, you know, maybe when the mom was younger. I don't know. But I just know my purpose and I'm comfortable standing in it. But I'm damn sure never just going to show up completely being full on reckless and just doing it just to do it. I'm not here for that. So everyone does not deserve access. And I don't think it's me necessarily being guarded. It's just me using discernment to know, I know what spaces to allow you in and what certain spaces not to. So, you know, because I have boundaries, because I'm willing to listen, but I don't always follow. Some of the times people use my wisdom, trying to use it against me, like it's self-sabotage. No, it's me learning to no longer ignore the red flags. It's me being honest. It's me having an understanding that everything is not perfect. It's me strengthening free will. It's me learning that manipulation is not the tactic to keep someone there. I'm not trying to control you. I'm trying to love you. I'm trying to bring you into my circle. I'm trying to protect you like I want you to protect me. I'm trying to be soft with you like how you trying to be soft with me. So I'm open-minded to those people who respect boundaries, who allow me to authentically show up and be myself, that I can be both the spiritual fun girl who knows a lot of things, talk a lot of shit, love music, love this and love that. And yes, that does include spiritual aspects on relationships, because that's what we're here to do. We are looking through a fucking phone all day, every day. If not through a phone, through a TV. If not through the car radio. When are we not interacting with a person outside of ourselves? There's a lot of people in this world that we're going into the year 2023 and think that they can show up the same way in every setting. No, you can't. That same club person cannot. No. There's different roles for different environments and different aspects for different people. Your husband is not going to be treated the same as your friend. Your lover is not going to be treated the same way as your sibling. There's like this, it's not going to all be treated the same. So for anyone who thinks that I've just been on here bullshitting all this time about relationships and never ever having the discernment or understanding or knowledge that relationships are spiritual. They have the potential to be very spiritual, very intimate, have very deep depth. So anytime someone comes and says to me, oh, I want the fun girl. Oh, you want the hoe. You want the easy bitch. And excuse my cussing, this is just in all honesty how I feel. Excuse me, you want the girl that you can walk all over, that you can control, that you can manipulate. That don't work over here, sir. I'm more than willing to listen to anyone who has respect for me. Respectfully. But once you think you're telling me about me, no, sir, you're really projecting yourself. And that's how you feel about yourself. And you putting that on me for me to carry the responsibility and accountability. No, I'm not. So again, all relationships are spiritual. And this is for anyone's out there listening. When you're messing around with a spiritual girl, a spiritual woman, it's not about no games or jokes. We pay attention to everything. So y'all be careful out there. You want the Mr. or for the Mr. I want the fun spiritual girl. I don't want the girl who's going to make me grow up. I don't want the girl who's going to make me think. I don't want the queen who's going to challenge me. I don't know what you want, but maybe it's not a woman. And in that part, y'all, this closes out my podcast episode. We are definitely getting ready to head into Sagittarius season here. And I appreciate those who are still following. This has definitely have been an interesting time of the year. And it's only going to get better. It gets better as you get older. And you really do start to pay attention, though, to how you are showing up in relationships with people. It's, to me, it's like where I was years ago. Things are so much lighter. And though I may not be exactly where I want to be, I am getting there. And that part feels amazing. That part reignites my spiritual. So take what resonates from the spiritual fun girl who elevates through relationships in all aspects. This is Mama Serene Blue 7 signing out. Peace.